I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Federal net neutrality protections ended Monday despite state lawmakers trying to block the move earlier this year. Democrats in the Illinois House and Senate failed to pass several measures opposing the rule change, which opponents say allows internet providers to vary what their customers can access online. Ed Yonka of ACLU Illinois says rolling back net neutrality spells trouble for free speech.
You and I, throughout our lifetimes, have become accustomed to an internet that is open and free, in which everybody's point of view is available and accessible, and we don't let somebody else make a decision about whose voice gets heard.
A lawsuit filed by several states, including Illinois, opposing the rule change is still pending in federal court. In other news, the status of the new farm bill is still uncertain, but Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis isn't worried yet. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The current farm bill expires at the end of September, but Davis, a Republican from Taylorville, says if they can't pass a new version, they'll just extend the current one. Davis, who sits on the House Agriculture Committee, says the negotiating process has been disappointing.
I think politics is being played rather than good legislating on both sides. The Democrats didn't even participate in drafting amendments to a bill that they said they didn't like.
But it was Republicans squabbling over immigration that led to last month's failed vote on the House floor. Hopes are higher for bipartisan compromise in the Senate, where the farm bill will need at least some Democratic support. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Republican congressmen from Illinois have a message for President Trump. Don't let Rod Blagojevich out of prison. The seven members of the delegation, led by Darren LaHood of Peoria, wrote Trump on Monday to express concern over statements he was considering granting clemency to the former Illinois governor. Blagojevich was convicted of 18 counts of corruption and sentenced to 14 years in prison. The letter says Blagojevich's sentence repeatedly was upheld since being imposed, and it reminds Trump that his administration's own Solicitor General called Blagojevich's latest appeal unwarranted. Adam Kinzinger, Randy Hultgren, Peter Roskam, John Shimkus, Rodney Davis, and Mike Bost also signed the letter. And Illinois is the 30th state to adopt the uniform bar exam, allowing attorneys to more easily practice in other states. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Lloyd Carmeier says the exam recognizes a changing legal landscape while maintaining high standards. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A ceremonial ribbon cutting 30 years in the making is set for later this summer. The ceremony at the Olmsted Lock and Dam near the confluence of the Mississippi, Ohio, Tennessee, and Cumberland Rivers will take place in August. Congress, through the Water Resources and Development Act of 1988, first approved a $775 million budget for that project. Earlier this year, the estimated cost for it was more than $3 billion. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says this is both the largest and the most expensive inland waterway project ever undertaken in the United States. When it's done, passage through the Olmsted on the Ohio River should be reduced from 5 hours to less than one. Former SIU football player and Mount Vernon native Kenny Trout is on top of the horse racing world. His chestnut colt Justify became the only the second undefeated horse and 13th overall to win the Triple Crown as he went wire to wire at Saturday's Belmont Stakes. Here's the call from NBC.
A 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Trout's Windstar Farms in Kentucky is the primary owner of Justify. The billionaire founded Excel Communications, a long-distance phone company, back in the 1980s. I'm Jennifer Fuller.